And hello, and welcome to this episode, this segment of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek here at the Ask the Garden Geek radio show. Today, I am broadcasting this segment from the brand new podcast studios at the Tampa Bay Technology Center in Clearwater, Florida. So thus, you don't hear my opening music because it's not here. It's somewhere else. So I'm using different opening and closing music for this segment. Unless I do more segments, then I'll, you know, do that again. Anyway, I got to tell you, I have stuff to confess. I have stuff to confess. I'm kind of a lawnmower nut. I really am. Have been for a long time. And for the past year, I have been planning. I have been working in my mind to go 100% electric with the lawnmower. Last year, I tried out in a couple of locations the eGrow Plus, this all-electric battery-operated lawnmower. I've gone on this radio show and had great discussions about how yard equipment is not regulated as far as emissions are concerned, because it would cost way too much money to put a catalytic converter on a lawnmower. I have been in love with lawnmowers for years. I've had some lawnmowers that I've absolutely loved. My most loved lawnmower was the very first Toro. I think they call it the Toro Push Pull lawnmower. Oh my goodness, self-propelled, 6.5 horsepower. Started on the first pull every time. I had that lawnmower 15 years ago when I was living in the other house and married to the then Mrs. Kroos. And I had a big yard there. But it was such a pleasure for me. You know, a big yard, 5 kids. I would go out and I would start up my Toro push-pull mower. The lawnmower would make a nice noise. And I shut myself off from the world. It was like a Zen thing. I went out and mowed the yard. And, you know, big front yard, bigger backyard. Just had a ball. Loved it. Absolutely loved mowing the yard. Then when you're done mowing the yard, you edge the yard. And at that time, I had a gas-powered edger. And then when you were done edging the lawn, you would then do the string clipping. You would go around all the trees and everything else with a string trimmer. And at that time, I had a 2-cycle string trimmer that I hated. I hated starting the thing. I hated the smoke that came out of it. It was just, you know, but I had one, all right? I had one that I had inherited from my late uncle, and I used it. Yeah, you know, started up them, got it all done. And, I said, okay, this is fine. And then somewhere during that time period, my father-in-law at the time gave us his edger, his electric edger. And I said, why, this is nicer. I like this. I like this a lot. And I would plug that in. I needed a big cord because I had a big yard. So I had 100 feet of cord, 250-foot strands. I'd set the thing up, and I'd do all the edging with that. And I just thought it was nice that I didn't have to start the edger and worry about that and blah, blah, blah. I was absolutely delighted with that whole thing. So we did that. And I mowed the yard. Well, then guess what? The then Mrs. Kroos decided she didn't want to be the Mrs. Kroos anymore. And I left my home. And I bought a new home. She kept the house. She also kept the Dyson vacuum cleaner, which is another thing that, no, we're not going there now. We're not going there. But I left my lawnmower there. I left, you know, her father's electric edger there. And I left the weed trimmer there. I just left. When I moved into my new house, I had no furniture whatsoever at all. The only thing furniture-wise that I took with me, and I didn't take it right away, but the only thing that I took from that house was my parents' cedar chest that they bought or was given to them in 1942. That's the only piece of furniture I kept out of that house. And when I bought my new house, I said, okay, I'm going to start all over. So I bought all new furniture. and you know, a new vacuum cleaner. And I bought a new Toro lawnmower. You know, the new Toro was just like the old Toro, but and I liked it. It was okay, but it just didn't seem to run as well. It was brand new. Bought it brand new. But it never, I don't know, it just wasn't as good. And it only lasted for about 6 or 7 years is how much it lasted. So I said, wow, all right, I'll buy another one. So I went out and I bought another Toro. After that, you know, I'm a Toro man. I bought the Toro. The new Toro was just awful. It was absolutely just awful. I did not like it. I don't know why. And one day it would not start. I took it in to get it fixed. And the guy that I took it into was a referral. And I took it in and he said, it's going to be at least 2 weeks. It was okay because it really wasn't the growing season. When I came back in 2 weeks, he was gone and so was his shop. So, you know, I was like a little mad and I didn't feel like buying a new lawnmower. So I bought a used Murray mower. And it wasn't a self-propelled. It was a light little push lawnmower. But you want to know something? Started with first pull. And it was a good little lawnmower. And I got exercise. Instead of having a self-propelled, I was pushing this thing. And I actually got to love this lawnmower. It was very, very good. Anyway, what I didn't tell you is in the midst of all this, about 8 months after I moved into the house, I did not have an edger. So I went over to ex-wife number 3, and I said, I need to borrow your dad's electric edger. She said, okay, you can borrow it, but you got to bring it back. I said, okay. I borrowed it. Never took the damn thing back. I kept that thing for years. I kept that thing until it died. And she would always ask for it, by the way. Yeah, I'll get it to you. I will get it to you. And she just finally, she moved on to a new relationship. She's now married to the guy. And the guy bought a new electric edger for them. Well, right about that time, this electric edger that was her father's died. It just stopped working. It was old. It was old when, you know, she got it and a lot older when I borrowed it. So I call her up. I said, hey, listen, can I borrow your husband's electric edger? She said, no way in hell. I said, okay. So I went on Amazon.com and I ordered one for myself. And I brought it. It came. I'm an Amazon Prime member. Remember, it came actually the next day. And I've been using that. And I had also gotten, you know, I left the gas-powered weed trimmer at her house many, many years ago. So I bought a Black & Decker electric weed trimmer, which I've used for years, and it's just been just fine. And as I've been reading about all of the stuff that, as far as, you know, gas mowers are concerned, I made the decision that I was going to look into electric. And I was driving around, you know, with my son one day, and I saw a guy pushing, or he was, you know, mowing the lawn with one of these Egro mowers. And I pulled off to the side of the road. My son thought I was nuts. I got out and said, can I mow part of your grass? I want to try this out. Do you like it? And, you know, the guy loved it. He said, sure, mow part of the front. I mowed his whole front yard. My son wanted to, you know, my son was like totally embarrassed. And about, I don't know, 2 weeks later, saw another guy doing it. Made the commitment to buy an electric lawnmower. Absolutely made the commitment to buy an electric lawnmower. And I said, this is it. I'm going to buy an electric lawnmower. But I'm going to wait until after the first of the year to see all the new ones that come out. Well, so far, nothing's come out. Nothing has come out that has made my heart sing. So I made the decision, I'm going to buy the Egro. Well, yesterday, it was a rainy day, just a terribly rainy day. But I had to go out, and I went up to a big box store. Not going to name it. And I said, I'm just going to buy the damn mower. That's all there is to it. They didn't have any. They had sold out. I said, okay. All right. What am I going to do now? Well, I said, today I'm going to go someplace else and buy one. So, you know, today I'm going to go out and get one. This is just going to be exciting. Guess what I did? I went out and bought a mower, but I didn't buy an electric lawnmower. If you want to know what I bought, you have to go to the next segment. It's going to surprise the hell out of you. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kreis. Hey, how you doing? My name is Michael Kreis. This is Ask the Garden Geek. And you're hearing different music because I am recording this in a different location. I am recording this show at the podcast studios of the Tampa Bay Technology Center in downtown Clearwater, Florida at Belcher Commons. And we built a brand new podcast studio here where I will be teaching podcasting on Friday evenings for a while. And we're going to be, hopefully inspiring a bunch of people to podcast here. Now, I almost always make all of my segments totally independent shows, but I must continue on from the last segment. So pay attention to segment one. If you have not heard it, go back to it, where I talked about the fact that I was going to go down and buy an eGrow electric mower, which I went down yesterday to do. I went to a big box store and was all set and primed to buy one, but they didn't have any. So I came home and I was mad. I took a nap. You know, I was just depressed. It was rainy. Today starts out. I have a busy day, today going on, just a busy day happening. But I'm going to go to another location and I'm going to find that. And then I go on Facebook, and something on Facebook totally jarred my memory. You see, I live in the town of Clearwater, Florida. Went to Dunedin High School, a little town north of Clearwater. And when I was a kid going to Dunedin Junior High School and Dunedin High School, my dad prided himself on his lawnmowers. He did. He was just a real big one on lawnmowers. And the lawnmower that he had back in those days was actually manufactured in Clearwater, Florida. It was called a Blue Boy. They were very popular lawnmowers in those days. They were made right down on Clearwater Largo Road in the Blue Boy factory. Steel construction, thick steel construction. Really good motors. Everything about these things was fabulous. And my dad went down, bought a brand new one. And we had that mower, the entire time. As a matter of fact, my dad passed away. The mower is still there. When my dad passed away, I was married, no longer living at home. But my sister lived at home, and she would mow the yard with the Blue Boy mower. Did a great job. Sister decided, my sister was with the police department. She hired somebody to mow the lawn, hired a lawn service. And, rest goes on from there. The Blue Boy mower was in the garage. And somewhere, in the early 90s, I went over there and it was sitting there in the garage. And I said, "Mom, what are you going to do with this mower?" She goes, "I'm going to throw it out. It hasn't run since the, early 80s. I said, "Okay." Well, we had a neighbor who liked to tinker. And I said, "Why don't we give it to this guy?" She goes, "That's a good idea." She called him up. He came right over and got it. And he tinkered with it. And he got the thing running. And he started mowing his yard with it. And he mowed his yard with it until he passed away. God only knows what happened to the Blue Boy mower. But Blue Boy mowers were fabulous. They went out of business. And there were no more Blue Boy mowers. There was just no more. But I remember them very well. It was like the best mower ever. Very simplistic, just a really good, good lawnmower. And, you know, locally made, everything about it. So I'm going out today, but it's a gas mower. Just spews emissions. I'm going out today, and I'm going to buy an e-grow electric mower. And I go on Facebook, and I see a guy named John that I went to high school with, went to junior high school with. And he had a picture on there. John is retired from the phone company. And he had a picture of two Blue Boy lawnmowers. He says, save these from going to the scrap metal place. I said, wow, I haven't seen one of these in years. So I texted him. I said, how many Blue Boys do you have? He said, I've got about 11 or 12 of them. I said, you're kidding. So then I called him and we had started having a conversation. He said, now that I'm retired, he said, I work out of this guy's garage and I just hang out here and help him out. And he lets me repair lawnmowers on the side. But I collect Blue Boy mowers. I got a lot of Blue Boy mowers. And I said, wow. I said, you want to sell any? He goes, yeah, I got a real good one here, 6 horsepower, self-propelled. I'll sell it to you. I said, how much? He tells me. I said, I'll be right down. I hop in my pick-em-up truck, and I go down there, and I looked at it, started with the first pull. Oh, it brought back memories. The one I had was not self-propelled. The one I had as a kid, it was heavy. You had to push the thing. This one's self-propelled. Started right up, just a wonderful, wonderful mower. I bought it, loaded it onto the truck. Thing weighed a ton. It took John and I like struggling to get this thing on the back of my truck. I said, I got to go get Zach. I went and I picked my son up. I said, guess what? I said, I need your help. He goes, why? He says, what's in the back? I said, it's a Blue Boy lawnmower. He goes, what the hell is a Blue Boy lawnmower? And so I had to tell him the whole story about Blue Boy lawnmowers. He goes, you were buying an electric mower. I said, yeah, I was. Took the Blue Boy lawnmower home. And my son is small. He's 23 years old, but he's small. We struggled to get that thing off the truck. We got it off the truck. I stuck it in the garage. But before I stuck it in the garage, by the way, the little vent on the side, you know, the grass goes out of, you had to bolt that on separately. And the thing, that weighed like 5 pounds. It was made of steel. I mean, just, you know, no plastic here, everything's steel. And John's explaining to me, he says, oh, if you want to adjust the blade, he said, you have to take the blade off. There's this, you got to do this, you got to, it goes into this long litany of adjusting the blade. I said, what do you have it adjusted at right now? He says, oh, he says, it's adjusted at 3.5 inches. I said, fine, we'll go with that. You know, and he goes into this other litany about changing the oil, about, you know, nothing about this mower is easy, but it's cool. So I take the thing home, got it off the truck, showed it to Zach, started it up. And, you know, it's just, it's loud. Oh, by the way, the muffler on the thing, they don't make the mufflers for that motor that's on there anymore. The, you know, muffler still works, but when the muffler doesn't work, John says, I've got something I can put on there. Don't worry about it. I said, okay. And I just said, I'm going to try just cutting a little bit of the front yard. Well, my son knew better. I mowed the front yard with, I think, but my son had to go. And I had to come up here to the club. But, oh, you have no idea what a pleasure it was to pull out a 50-year-old lawnmower that started on the first pull and mow my yard. I'm very sorry, Egro. I'm very sorry, environment. But I got a Blue Boy mower that's 50 years old. Gardening is so fun. Thank you. Are you having a nice weekend? I tell you what, we've had rain like you would not believe. It is the end of February, and it is raining. It is, the weather has been warm, a little cooler for the last 2 days, but it has been warm. And when I say cooler, the high today was 75. You know, I can live with that. I can truly, truly live with that. Hi, everybody. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am the chief geek in charge, recording the show today, this week, at the Tampa Bay Technology Center's brand new podcast studio. By the way, the microphone I'm using is identical to the microphone that is in my home studio. The mixer is the newer version of the mixer that is in my home studio. So things should sound pretty much the same. Different room, different acoustics. You know, kind of nice. Yeah, kind of nice. So yesterday it rained all day. I'm recording this on Wednesday. I usually record on Thursday, but I'm going to be busy tomorrow night. So I'm recording today on Wednesday. Bought a new lawnmower today. Actually, I bought a 50-year-old lawnmower today, which I've been talking about. And I went home and I mowed the front yard with it. I had to have my son help me get the thing off my truck. The thing weighed, I mean, you know, it weighed a lot. This metal is thick. I mean, this is not like they make lawnmowers today. Very thick, an old Blue Boy mower, not a national mower, a mower that was manufactured for many years right here in the town of Clearwater, Florida. And I bought a 50-year-old, rebuilt, just wonderful, with the original motor, the original muffler, everything original except the blade, has a new blade in it. Well, but I bought this lawnmower, and it started with the first pull, and it's self-propelled. The lawnmower has to weigh 150 pounds. If it weighs a pound, it has to weigh 150 pounds. And it just cut through my front yard. Now, the backyard's a little taller. I didn't have time to do the backyard today because my son had places to go, so I had to take him home. And he was just sitting there beside himself that I'm mowing the front yard. Thankfully, I have a small front yard. Didn't take long. I immediately wanted to edge the yard and blow the, you know, the whole, but my son said, no, we got to go. I'll do that after I'm done recording today. I will. Well, now I'm looking out the window here. It's raining again. So I guess I won't do that. So, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway, hope you're having a terrific day. Been hit with a lot of rain. So, by the way, I just mowed my yard a week ago. Barely a week ago, I mowed the yard. And with all the rain that we had all day yesterday, it needed mowing again today in the middle of February. And I was going to buy an electric lawnmower, but instead, at the last minute, I made the decision this morning. I bought a 50-year-old antique mower that I mowed the yard with today. And I am so happy. Now, I don't know, you know, how long it's going to last. Well, gosh, it's lasted 50 years. They don't make lawnmowers like they used to. They do not make lawnmowers like they used to. They absolutely do not. Anyway, what we have been plagued with in West Central Florida for the past couple of weeks, which is now solved with all this rain we've got, is massive, and I mean massive amounts of tree pollen. Just, I was having to wash the truck. Literally, before I went to work in the morning, I was having to wash my truck to get the green tree pollen off of it. And breathing has been difficult. It has just been, you know, I have friends who have breathing problems. And this time of year, which, by the way, is usually not this time of year. It usually happens in March, mid-March. But this year it's been so warm. But, you know, when the tree pollen's out, my friends with breathing problems suffer a lot. I remember my late uncle, whenever this time of year came about and the tree pollen was out, he stayed indoors. It was just really, really rough on him. But thankfully now, it rained all day yesterday, and now it's raining again. And it's raining a lot out there right now. I'm looking out the window, and it is pouring down rain. Hopefully, that has washed out all of the pollen or much of the pollen out of the trees. I'm sure it will come back more, but it has done that. One of the things I did early this morning when I got up, the sun was shining. I went out with my beautiful stainless steel rake that my ex-wife number three had borrowed and she brought back, and I raked the front yard. This was before I bought the lawnmower. I went out and raked the front yard, and I do not have a compost pile right now, which made me sad because out of my very small front yard, I picked up two large black garbage bags full of leaves, which will go out, you know, and the city will pick it up. It's out at the street now. The city will pick it up. But I guarantee you, I looked up at the tree. The tree's not done yet. I would say within the next couple of days, I will have and the garbage guy doesn't come. The trash pickup doesn't come until Tuesday of next week. I would say by Tuesday of next week, I will have at least two more full bags full of leaves. We kind of have our fall in the spring kind of here. I know it's a little odd, but with our oak trees, our old oak trees here, when the new leaves start budding out, it pushes the old leaves off and they land down on the ground. So we have to deal with them this time of year. So I was out raking the lawn, and with my beautiful, I bought this thing years ago, paid $60 for it years ago. God knows what it costs now, probably 70 or 80. But it is such a pleasure to, yeah, I know. I bought a $60 stainless steel rake, and I love it. It is such a pleasure. When my ex-wife borrowed it, she told me, she goes, I want one of these. It is such a pleasure to rake with it. It gets every little thing. I said, yeah, you're right. It gets every little thing, and it's nice to use. I just really, really like it. You know, I had a bamboo one once, and the little bamboo things would last for a little while, but they just didn't seem to get up enough, and then they would snap, and it was terrible, just absolutely terrible. So I love my stainless steel rake, and I love the fact that I was able to rake the lawn this morning, and I, you know, raked the lawn because I was going to go out and buy that new electric lawnmower. And instead, I bought a 50-year-old gasoline Blue Boy lawnmower manufactured in Clearwater in 1969. It's on the stamp. It's on the stamp. It was manufactured in June of 1969 in Clearwater. So my lawnmower is 50 years old, and I am so delighted with it. I am just, you know, yes, it still pollutes the earth. Yes, it's loud. Oh, it's really loud. It's self-propelled. I got to tell you, you got to keep up with this thing, but I saw it on Facebook. I had to have it. I absolutely had to have it. Once I saw it, I wanted it. I went, I got it home, and there it is. You know, there it is. And the guy I bought it from said, it's got brand new oil in it. It's got a full tank of gas. Blade's been totally sharpened. You're ready to go. He says, getting the blade off is really rough. It's very hard to get the blade off. He said, you might want to sharpen it, you know, disconnect the spark plug and sharpen the blade while it's still on the mower in the future. He's telling me all this, you know. And the chute off the side, made out of steel. I mean, you know, it was heavy itself. I had to put that on it. He had it disconnected. I had to put that on. I had to screw that onto the thing. But it is like the coolest lawnmower in the world. It is just absolutely, and I've been talking about it way too much in this show, but just a delight again. I was going to mow the backyard tonight, but now it's raining, so that's going to have to wait until tomorrow. But I am so looking forward to mowing the backyard. Just can't wait to get, my next door neighbor saw me out mowing the yard with this old lawnmower, and he's looking at me like I'm nuts. And I think he thinks I'm nuts. And maybe I am. But maybe I was just a little bit nostalgic. Maybe I was too nostalgic. Maybe I was just dumb. My son thinks I am. I mean, my son, what are you doing? You bought a 50-year-old lawnmower that I had to break my back helping to get it off your truck? I said, yeah, you did. Life is but a bowl of cherries. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek right here on your very favorite radio station. I sometimes amaze myself at what I find when I start going through my garage. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I found a pesticide in my garage that never made it to the market. It was a totally natural pesticide. Disodium octaborate tetrahydrate was the active ingredient in it, but it was essentially an ant bait that was manufactured by a young man in South Florida. And by the time he manufactured it, he had moved his business to North Carolina. He has since passed away, bless his heart, but he used to have a really good ant bait that he created. It took him 6 years to create for ants inside the house. It was called Outsmart, and it no longer exists, as does he. But before he passed, before he got sick and passed, he was working on an ant bait, and he wanted me to test some of it, and he sent me two boxes of it. I opened up one box and tested it. Are you familiar with Amdro? Amdro is a granular bait that you throw, that you put next to ant piles, and ants will come out and eat it. The active ingredient of Amdro is a chemical bait called hydromethylnon. It works wonderfully. People misuse Amdro all the time. They totally misuse Amdro all the time because they put it on top of the mound. And when you put Amdro on top of the mound, the ants come out and grab it. The worker ants or the soldier ants come out and grab it and carry it off the mound. They do not take it back into the mound to eat because they look at it as a threat. But if you put a little bit of it outside the mound, a couple of inches away from the mound, the foragers will go out and find it and take it back into the nest and feed it to the queen, and the colony dies. Just that simple. But, a lot of people do not have success with Amdro because they don't use it correctly. And I see this over and over and over again. Well, my guy that invented the Outsmart ant bait, which never made it to the market, by the way, said no matter where you put it, the ants will not be able to resist it. So years ago, when he gave me the two boxes, I opened up a box, and there's a vacant lot over by where I used to live. This is how long ago this was. This is when I was in the other house, and I've been in my current house for 12 years. But there was a vacant lot out there that had lots of ant mounds. And I just, I took him at his word. I just took some and just tossed it out there in my hand. Some of it went on the mound. Some of it went next to the mound. And then I sat back and I watched. And the ants came out, and they didn't carry it off the mound. They immediately started feeding on it. I mean, immediately. And then they were taking it down into the mound. And then I noticed that the stuff that I just threw out on the ground next to the ants were lining up to eat it. They could not resist it. Now, it was that amazing. Now, what that tells me is that it was extremely effective in the sense is that the ants ate it. There was boric acid or disodium octaborate tetrahydrate, which is a soluble form of boric acid, in it. So yes, the ants that ate it were going to die, but they were not bringing, they didn't seem to be, and I was just watching, they didn't seem to be putting it, taking it back into the mound, maybe a little bit, but I went back and checked a week later, and the mounds were still there. But then again, I didn't put much of it out. So then I tried it again. I put it in a little green fertilizer spreader, what I had left in that one box, and I spread it out on the whole lot, where there was probably 10 to 15 ant mounds. And then I left and didn't come back. I was busy. I had kids. I had ex-wife who I was living with. I was still married. I had kids. I had soccer practice. I had, all this stuff going on. But about 2 weeks later, I went back, and all of the mounds were dead. Every one of the mounds were absolutely dead. So I wrote the guy, I emailed the guy. I said, hey, success. Stuff works. stuff works fabulously. And I said, you know, but stuff never, ever came on the market. And I had forgotten about it for years. And I was just going through stuff in my garage because I've been, you know, I've been throwing stuff away now for the last couple of years. I've just been throwing stuff away. And I had a large bunch of boxes. And I started going through the boxes and throwing stuff away, which I've been doing. And inside that one of the boxes, I found the box that still had some of this Outsmart ant bait that is at least 15 years old. And I have no ant mounds in my yard. But the neighbor two doors down, I noticed, had a large fire ant mound. Well, this stuff was old. I didn't think it would work. So I took a little tiny scoop of it, and I walked down there, and I laid it next to the mound. I just put it out next to the mound. And then I'm talking to my next-door neighbor, and he's asking. I told him what it was. And we're sitting there talking about other things, just going on, talking about our bad knees. He's 89 years old, and his knees are in better shape than mine, but he's skinnier than I am. Anyway, he says, look. And I go down, and the ants are swarming to this stuff to eat it. He goes, wow, I don't know what's in there, but the ants really love it. And I was just absolutely amazed at how the ants were going towards this and doing. So I cannot wait to wait a week and see if it actually kills the mound. I put a good cup of it around the mound. It was a scoop, probably equal to like a coffee cup full of this stuff around the mound. And while we were just sitting there talking, they were not only eating it, but they were dragging it back into the mound. But a lot of them were just eating it. They just couldn't keep their hands off of it. So there's always something to explore. I wish I had the formula that he used for his bait matrix, because I'd be rich because I could be making this stuff. After he passed away, his wife shut the business down. She just shut the, and people offered her all kinds of money for the formula, and she wouldn't give it up. And nobody's been able to duplicate it. Wished I had it. Have a great day, everybody. This is Ask the Gardener.